بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing the majlis of Hazrat Ji Maulana Masroorullah Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayhi had recited this ayat-e-kareema. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره. Whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it. Allah Ta'ala's system, that nothing is lost by Allah Ta'ala. A person does a little bit of good also, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will reward the person. So, picking up from what we were saying earlier, that a person who has got muhabbat for Allah, severe muhabbat, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, a person who has got muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, and when he knows that Allah Ta'ala is not going to allow anything to go to waste, even a person does a good deed equal to an atom's weight, small deed also he does. So then, the one who has got muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, he won't want to leave out any deed. He won't want to leave out a deed, knowing full well that Allah Ta'ala appreciates it, Allah Ta'ala is going to reward me for it, and it's unlike insan. I gave this example many a time. A student, he could have been learning his sabak. He learned, he even set extra time also, over the weekend also he may have learned. But when he goes to read it, he doesn't know it. So when he goes to read it and he doesn't know it, the ustad will say, you never learn. Now he is broken, crushed. How much I learned, I'll check everything. And I see ustad who is telling me I never learned, but I learned. A husband, he can do so many things for the wife, or maybe went out of his way to do something, and for some reason something didn't work out or something. One small thing I tell you to do also you can't do. So that's insan. Insan, because insan is not aleem, insan is not khabir, insan is not sami', insan is not basir. Allah Ta'ala is everything. A person makes an effort. A person is sleeping. He's sleeping. And some noise or something, he woke up. His sleep just broke. For whatever reason. And in that state, when he himself can't even remember, he's between a state of wakefulness and a state of sleep. And in that condition, he just read one Astaghfirullah. It never go unnoticed by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows about it. A person is standing up, maybe sitting for long, and he's waking up. He's just waking up. He doesn't even have intention to make zikrullah. Involuntarily from his mouth came out, Allah. Never go unnoticed by Allah Ta'ala. Allah has recorded it, Allah is going to reward the person. So when that is the case, that Allah Ta'ala will reward the person for each and every deed. Sometime a person can go out of his way, out of his way to do something, for his parents, for anybody, go out of his way. But they never notice it. They were so engrossed in other 10 things, they never notice it. And insan's tabiat is such, you can spend 10 years, 15 years trying to make insan happy. You do one thing you do that goes against the temperament. Khalas. Khalas. That other 10 years, 15 years, that's all history, don't talk about all that now. Talk about now. You forgot to buy bread now. he may be thinking else. Diamond ring you bought for me that time, you took me overseas that time, you did this, leave all that. Why you didn't buy bread now? That's insan. Allah Ta'ala, Allah looks for excuses. This banda of mine, how I can give him more? He just does this, I give him that. Sometimes he doesn't do to give him. That's Allah Ta'ala. Right? So when Allah Ta'ala is like that, now Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali touches on the latitudes and the laxities. But in deen, you say rukhsat, you know. Allah Ta'ala has given certain laxities. Now for example, a person is a musafir. A musafir. So a musafir is not necessary for him. He won't get guna. Right? He won't get guna if he doesn't read his sunnah mu'akkada. There's no guna on it. If he confines his salah only to the faraz and that too qasar. Right? For zohar namaz, only going to read 2 rakats, asr 2 rakats, isha 2 rakats, faraz. Right? So if he confines, obviously isha he'll have to read his witr also. But if he confines himself just to that, there's no guna on him. Right? But the lover of Allah Ta'ala, the one who has got love for Allah Ta'ala, so he will analyze the situation. Analyze the situation. See, I am musafir. Technically, I am a musafir. Right? Now, if a person is living in Pietermaritzburg, for example, right? And say he is married in Stanger. So his in-laws are living in Stanger. Right? So now he goes from Pietermaritzburg to Stanger. Now you ask any Mufti Sahib will tell you he's Musafir. Right? But now he went there for holiday. He went to stay for the weekend or whatever. He's not in a rush to go nowhere. In fact, he's more relaxed than his normal working day. He got more time on his hands. How much he's going to talk to his mother-in-law? He can go early to the masjid too. So he got more time on his hands. His wife is busy. She's occupied. So if he's not there for a couple more minutes, she won't miss him too. She got her mother there, father there, siblings there, everything. So she won't worry about him too. Now in that condition, why must he not read his sunnah muakkada? Knowing that Allah Ta'ala is going to reward me. Right? Allah Ta'ala is so appreciative. Allah Ta'ala doesn't allow anything to go unnoticed. So a lover of Allah Ta'ala, although the masla is that if he doesn't read a sunnah muakkada, he won't get guna. But that doesn't mean he can't read it. So he will read it. He will even still wake up for his tahajjud. That Uncle Yaqub Osman, he passed away in Turkey now recently. So he was on holiday, right? He went to Turkey on a break, on holiday. And he was staying in a very posh hotel. Somebody was explaining to me yesterday, he was a well-to-do person, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with wealth. So according to his wealth, now he booked that kind of hotel. So, the people of the hotel, they told him that, see, we can give you a room facing the Bosphorus, you know, the river there. But that's what everybody wants to see now. If you people go to Durban, they want a room that's facing the ocean. You know? So we got one room facing the Bosphorus, and there is another room facing the masjid. So he told him, no, give me the room facing the masjid. Yeah. That day he passed away, so he woke up for tahajjud namaz. Now he's on holiday, he's a musafir, right? He woke up for fajr namaz, for tahajjud namaz. And He went to the masjid, he read his tahajjud namaz, he remained there, read his fajr namaz, And then after Fajr, he remained in the masjid till Ishraq. From Tahajjud to Ishraq. Right? And then after that, he returned, whatever, and then short while after that, he passed away. But the point I'm making is, he was on a break, right? And on a holiday, but he is not missing his Tahajjud namaz. You are on a break, you got more time on your hands. There's no need to go into a ghaflat now. He's still reading all his mamulat in order, he's reading his tahajjud, reading his ishraq, everything. But I'm not saying you must go on holiday. I'm just explaining to you that, see, the person was out, right? But he's still, although he's a musafir, everything, but he's still reading. You take Roza, just now Ramadan Sharif will come. We're already in the month of Rajab. And keep making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us barakat in Rajab, Shaban. Allow us to witness the Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. We just digress a little bit, right? You know, sometime there is such a hype about Ramadan Sharif. Right? But then we want to confine our ibadat only to Ramadan Sharif. In Ramadan Sharif, definitely a person will make more ibadat than out of Ramadan Sharif. But it mustn't be a situation that we're only making ibadat in Ramadan Sharif and the rest of the year we're not making ibadat. There must be a balance. Whole year we must be making ibadat. Ramadan Sharif must increase the ibadat. A person sometime whole year is watching TV. Come Ramadan Sharif, he said, no, now it's Ramadan, I mustn't watch TV. But then who gave permission can watch TV the rest of the year? TV is haram in Ramadan Sharif, is haram the rest of the year also. Person is listening music or whatever. It's such a sad situation today. Allah Ta'ala protect us. But, you know, some people are addicted to on drugs or pornography or whatever the guna the person may be involved. So sometimes they feel Ramadan Sharif is too long. So many people, in the last 10 days of Ramadan Sharif, they falter. Because when Ramadan Sharif comes, they say, no, now I'm stay away from my guna. Putting 1 week, 2 weeks. After that, no more himmat. And now in that last 10 nights, when all the big nights are there, at that time, he relapses. That time he gets back into his guna. So that mustn't be our situation. We must understand, guna is haram in Ramadan Sharif, out of Ramadan Sharif. Namaz is faraz in Ramadan Sharif, out of Ramadan Sharif. Yes, in Ramadan Sharif, we increase our nawafil, increase our tilawat, increase. But mustn't be that we only confine things to Ramadan Sharif. Not like that. Coming back, what do you say? So in Ramadan Sharif, if a person is musafir, he doesn't have to fast. He doesn't have to keep roza. But now, he must analyze the situation that this suffer of mine is not difficult. I can manage the roza, so why he must miss it then? I remember some years ago, there was a jamaat, if I can remember correctly, they were from Pakistan. Yeah, it's very, very long time back now. So the jamaat was in Pakistan, they were in one of the masajid in Pietermaritzburg. And now it was coming to Eid al-Adha. So the brothers in the jamaat, they say, no man, you know what, we want to do qurbani. Where we can do qurbani? Now they are out in jamaat, they are musafir, the qurbani is not wajib on them. But you see that shock, that muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, this qurbani, we want to do it. We want to make amal on it. So that should be how we are. That, you know, I want to make my Allah Ta'ala happy. I want to make my Allah Ta'ala happy. So, in whichever way, whatever I can do to make Allah Ta'ala happy, I want to do it. I don't want to leave out anything. Yesterday, one of my uncles was telling me that this Sheikh Mahmoud Effendi, rahimahullah, from Turkey, you know, Allah Ta'ala had used him, brought about a lot of change in Turkey. So he had mentioned to his murids, told his murids, I have identified 4,000 sunnats. Identified 4,000 sunnats of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he then told them that if you find me lacking in 4 sunnats, if you find me lacking in 4 sunnats, then you must leave me and go away. What is the thing? I've identified 4,000 sunnats. If you find me lacking in 4 sunnats, you must leave me and go away. Where we can say things like that? But this comes with ishq. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. It's all about love for Allah Ta'ala. Love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? So, Allah Ta'ala has given those laxities in deen, rukhsat. And sometime, a time comes when the person has to use it. Right? Say for example, you are traveling. Now, you go to catch an, you know, rushing to get to the airport, your flight, whatever. So at that time now, you read only 2 rakats. You're on the move, right? You have to catch a flight, you musafir. Now it's Zohr time. Now that time you read only 2 rakats. Right? Now that time when you are going to use that laxity that Allah Pak gave, and you read only the 2 rakats, that too will increase your love for Allah Ta'ala. You see, look at how merciful Ma Allah is. Ma Allah Ta'ala has taken me into consideration. Ma Allah Ta'ala knows that at times I'll be pressed for time, I'm musafir, right? Sometimes you may have traveled long journey, everything, very, very tired by the time you reach somewhere, right? Extremely tired, and now you only read your 2 rakats faras for Isha, you're so tired. You read 2 rakats first, 3 rakats witr, and you comatose after that. You're very, very tired, no? Now you will thank Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, how easy you made this deen. Beautiful deen you gave, so simple, so easy. You took every situation into consideration. The person has to read his namaz. He can't stand and read. He's sitting and reading. Right? So at that time when he's sitting and reading, he's not out of choice, right? Due to some bimari, weakness, whatever, he hurt himself, whatever. When he's sitting and reading, that will increase his love for Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, how merciful you are. How easy you made the deen. So those laxities are for those situations. Unfortunately, with us today, Allah Ta'ala forgive me also. We are just looking at what's the bare minimum I can do just to be off the hook. We're just looking at that. Like, you get some people, person is working, right? He's passionate about his work. So he puts everything into it. And the other person, his mentality is dollar a day, you know. Say, right, I'm just employed to do X, Y, Z. I must just do X, Y, Z. From 5 to 5, 5 o'clock he knocks off. From 5 to 5, you're looking at the watch now. Soon as that thing is 5 o'clock, right, chai le baba. You don't want to hear anything more after that. So I'm only employed from that time to this time. A student is the same thing. A student is studying. If he's passionate about his studies, he just wants to learn. He's not worried about the clock. He wants to learn. Right? And another student, he's just there biding his time. So he's really checking the clock. Time is going so slow. What's happening now? Why the classes time is not finishing? on his off time. Now, why this clock is going so fast now? Not even jinnat in this clock. Classes time going so slow, off time going so fast. Why? Because his heart is not in it. When a person's heart is in it, he's not worried about all those things. Right? His heart is in it. He just is there for the love of Allah Ta'ala. So the akhirat is something of value, something that we strive for, because the akhirat is something is everlasting. The dunya, this is something that is temporary. It's temporary. So the thing we're striving for is the akhirat. Our efforts are to acquire the akhirat. The akhirat is such that is only goodness. You know, my Hazrat Abdullah Magda Sahib, Dawud Barakat, he always mentions this. He said that if you're looking only for happiness, then you're not going to find it. That's in Jannah. Jannah is only happiness, only enjoyment, only happiness. All desires fulfilled. Your desires may get exhausted, but the pleasures of Jannah won't get exhausted. Your desires may get exhausted. The pleasures of Jannah won't get exhausted. And if you're looking for sadness, only sadness, then that too you won't find here. That's in Jahannam. Jahannam is only grief, difficulty, sadness, pain, torture. Allahumma hafazna. The dunya is a mixture of both. No matter what a person does, how much money he can have, whatever, right? Person got all the strength, he got the health, he got the wealth, he will still go through difficulty. He still go through difficulty. Imagine now, a person wants to travel, right? He books the best airline. He books first class. Not business class too, first class. He's not traveling business class too. Business class is too low for him. First class he's traveling. Best airline, best everything. He booked everything with the best agent, paid everything, whatever. Right? Now he comes to the airport. See, you know what? There's something wrong with the aeroplane, so there's a delay. You get taklif or not? You get taklif, right? You get taklif. Then, now you got that taklif. Now eventually, he gets into the aeroplane. He say, what an aeroplane now? So smart. First class, my seat turns into a bed. Everything I got here, all the luxuries, my own fridge, my own this, own that, everything. And now one mota is next to him, and that fellow is snoring like the loudspeaker is on. Now what is he going to do? What is he going to do? That's the dunya. Dunya, you will get some difficulty. So no matter what you do to try and secure this world, you will get difficulty. A place where you'll have no difficulty, no problem, no taklif, no sickness, not even a headache. You won't have a runny nose, nothing. That is Jannat. That is Jannat. Only Jannat, you get in Jannat. Nowhere else. Everything perfect, everything running well. Jannat. So Jannat is of value. That is what we have to be working towards. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Just touch on this 1-2 minutes. See, a lot of people, they're finding out, say, Moana now, people are burning the Quran Sharifs. Different countries, different people, they're burning the Qurans. Say, now, what we must do? What we must do, the burning the Quran, what we must do. So I say very simple, you must send more of your children to become Hafizul Quran. Send more of your children to become Hafizul Quran. They burning the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala will protect the Quran Sharif. How many Quran Sharif they can burn? They're not burning Quran Sharif from today, right? Zunawas, that time he was burning the Torah and the Injil too. Original Torah, Injil he burnt because he wanted to take everybody to his cathedral. He mustn't go Kaaba Sharif anymore. You know, the whole incident of Ashabul Fil, right? So from that time they're burning scriptures, holy scriptures. Quran Sharif too, from long time they're burning Quran Sharif. India, how much Quran Sharif they burnt? But they can't take away the Quran, because Allah Ta'ala is the protector of the Quran. So we must make more and more of our children huffaz, and we must become amile Quran. Become those who are practicing on the Quran. And somebody came and asked, Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that described to us, you know, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his akhlaq, his ways. So she asked, do you not read the Quran? I say, yes, we read the Quran. Kana khuluquhu al-Quran. His ways, his mannerisms, everything was the Quran Sharif. So that must become us. That's how we will defend the honor of the Quran. And make our children huffaz, make our children ulama, make them those who will defend the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ahli Sayyidina Muhammad wa malik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم صيبا نافعا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله.